FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The search for a Limpopo man who drowned at a beach in Umhlanga has come to an end. Authorities have confirmed that the body of the 23-year-old was spotted and recovered at Clark's Beach in Ballito on the north coast yesterday. He went missing while swimming at the Eastmore Crescent Beach north of Durban on Monday. It's understood that the man and his brother had been on holiday in the province. Craig Lamanon speaks for the National Sea Rescue Institute.
The Tukwini Lifeguards, Kwadakuza Lifeguards, NSRI and Metro Police Search and Rescue assisted the South African Police Services and Police Canine Search and Rescue in ongoing search and recovery efforts during the week. The body of the man has been taken into the care of Government Health Forensic Pathology Services. Condolences are conveyed to family and friends of the deceased man.
A political analyst says disbanding the ANC leadership in KZN should be a last resort. The Provincial Executive Committee in the province has been summoned to headquarters this weekend by ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula. Reports indicate the meeting with the National Working Committee is to address KZN's performance in the May elections, with some speculation that the provincial top brass might be replaced. Analyst Levi Ndor says national leadership should consider all the factors that contributed to the poor election performance.
If the leadership in the province requires to be capacitated, they can do so. If they are in a situation that can still be worked out so that they perform better, that can also be done. Dissolution, in my view, should always be the last option.
The SA Rugby Union will address Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Sport, Arts and Culture this coming week. It's regarding a proposed deal to sell a stake in Springbok commercial rights to US firm Ackley Sports Group. SA Rugby President Mark Alexander says they aim to secure a sustainable agreement, ensuring long-term benefits for SA Rugby while maintaining its integrity.
There were a lot of misinformation in the media, which is quite sad. We took a long time to build a reputation and to build up the reputation after 9 years of rebuilding South African rugby, where people put out misinformation. All that noise has stopped, and I think we're on the route to finding a solution for South African rugby sustainability.
And abroad, police in Georgia say 107 people have been arrested during a second day of protests sparked by the government's decision to delay European Union membership talks amid a post-election crisis. The country in the region of southeastern Europe and West Asia has been rocked by turmoil since the ruling Georgian Dream Party claimed victory in a parliamentary election that the pro-EU opposition said was fraudulent. Your top story this hour: the search for a Limpopo man who drowned at a beach in Umhlanga has come to an end. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.